You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Taylor Wisner. With schools up north returning to face-to-face learning, several districts are already reporting COVID-19 cases among students and staff. IPR's Max Johnston has been following this. He joins me to talk about how they're handling these cases. Hi, Max.
Hi, Taylor.
Max, what do we know now? Which Northern Michigan school districts have confirmed COVID-19 cases?
Yeah, right now, schools in Traverse City, Leland, Cadillac, Kingsley, and Harbor Springs all have announced that students or staff have tested positive for COVID-19. That's just what we know and what's been publicly disclosed. There's definitely more than that, but like I said, this is what confirmed COVID-19 cases we know.
Do schools have to report these to the public?
Well, so they do notify parents, but there's not really like press releases given out or anything like that. The health department is also pretty mum about this. The argument being they don't want to, you know, have a HIPAA Act violation and identify any students or staff that have it. But the state did recently announce that they'll be compiling this information and releasing information on COVID outbreaks in schools weekly. So we will be getting a better idea of which schools are affected. The state Department of Health and Human Services counts a COVID outbreak as two or more cases. They have a tracker online that updates every Monday afternoon.
What's been the response at the district or even the building level? How are these COVID cases being handled?
Yeah, there's not like one uniform policy. Right now, it basically boils down to a few things that most schools have been doing. The first is they rely on parents to screen for symptoms and keep their kids home if they do have flu or COVID-like symptoms. It also seems to mostly be on parents to get a COVID test. That's not something that schools can really provide. And then the student that, you know, maybe has COVID-19 will have to quarantine while the health department does their contact tracing and identifies others that may also need to quarantine. In the meantime, the schools are just doing tons of cleaning, which is happening really regardless of whether or not they have a student with COVID-19. They also, like I said, notify parents. And then, as far as I can tell, most schools kind of go back to normal with students quarantined and all these cleaning protocols. After that, it's kind of, you know, all right, let's go back to in-person learning.
Yep, that is the risk for in-person learning for many districts. What have you heard from administrators, teachers, and superintendents about that risk, especially now that it's come to fruition?
Well, I mean, everyone I've talked to says, look, this is expected. This is the reality of having in-person instruction during a pandemic. This was the risk, you know, potentially catching or spreading COVID-19. But everyone also told me, look, the risk is worth it. I mean, they think the value that in-person learning provides to teachers and students and parents just outweighs what anything you could do virtually. Last week, I talked to Keith Smith. He's the superintendent of Kingsley Schools. They had a student test positive for COVID-19, I think just a few days into their school year. Here's what he had to say about why they're insisting on in-person learning.
When you really look at the stress that students are under, certainly at home, you know, for many kids, this is their safe place. This is where, you know, they get two meals a day. When you look at the big picture, I certainly think it's best for kids to be in school, even though they're, you know, COVID is a risk. It certainly, I think, is not the primary risk for that age group of kids.
Max, how will schools determine whether or not they should stay open? Do we know where the line is for schools to close if need be?
The short answer right now is no. That has been a talking point with Grand Traverse County schools. I was told in the past week the county health department held a meeting with all the schools in Grand Traverse County, including the Interlochen Center for the Arts, to go over this specifically, like when to close if need be. But the reality is there's no protocol or one-size-fits-all policy. It's kind of up to schools and districts. There is talk, especially locally, about, you know, school districts setting up a certain number or threshold of students that can get sick before they shut down schools. So, you know, if X number of students get sick or X percentage, then we may shut it down. But even that is really only done at the district level. There's also talk of maybe treating those closures like snow days, so that if a student tests positive for COVID and there's a big enough risk that they could have spread it to other students, the school could shut down temporarily for a week or a day to do some cleaning and then let the health department do some contact tracing. I mean, and there's also some flexibility to change their protocols. Like out in Kingsley, masks are optional, but they could switch that up and make them required if they deem that's necessary. So this is a conversation all these school districts are having right now about when to close, but the reality is there's no policy. There's no one that's sort of dictating what needs to be done.
Huh. That was IPR's Max Johnston filling us in on the latest response to COVID-19 outbreaks in Northern Michigan schools. Thanks, Max.
Thank you, Taylor.